Hello, everybody. Whoops. Hi, everyone. So welcome to the SA Film Festival 2017. My name is Michael Temple, and I'm one of the organizers, along with my lovely colleagues at Burt Beck and elsewhere. This is, obviously, I just want to say thank you to the ICA for welcoming us back. This is the third year we've done this, so we're kind of building up the SA Film Festival as we go along from year to year. I do actually think this is probably our best program that we've done, and I was handing out, as you came in, the program for the festival as a whole. I know most of you will have come to see the film tonight, but I just thought I'd say a couple of words about the program as a whole. So there are six screenings at the ICA from now through till next Thursday. So obviously we have 327 notebooks tonight, but tomorrow and Sunday we have two very special sessions with Babette Mangold, who will be here in person discussing her work and showing her work over that. So that's Saturday night, and a longish session on Sunday afternoon. She'll be with Laura Mulvey and with Lucy Reynolds, okay? And then here we have on Tuesday, we have Deborah Stratman here. Basically all the artists have come, which is a wonderful thing. Deborah Stratman will be here in conversation with Kevin B. Lee about her film, The Illinois Parables. The following day, there will be a fantastic Taiwanese film called Le Moulin, which I would strongly recommend that you come and see. And in fact, we were very pleased to know that the filmmaker Huang Yali is going to be joining us too for that session. And then the final session here is with Kevin B. Lee. Some of you may know, the audiovisual critic, essayist, will be doing a special session around sort of performance around the social and political expression through the online essay, the visual essay, the audiovisual critique, if you like. So that's all the stuff that's happening here. I just wanted to point you also that there are daytime events at Birkbeck in our beautiful little cinema up in Gordon Square. We have Zoe Beloff, who's going to be doing a special presentation of her films with Esther Leslie and Laura. We have George Clark, who's here tonight, and he'll be doing a special session showing his work and showing some work also in conversation with Huang Yali. We have also an amazingly appropriate session called Perfidious Albion, which will be on the day that we actually invoke Article 50, which is purely by chance. We didn't arrange that ourselves, of course. And we're going to be showing a whole range of films, including work by Derek Jarman, by Isaac Julian, by Humphrey Jennings. And that session is curated by the artist Sarah Wood. So she'll be curating, but also showing some of her work that day. We're showing a beautiful Thai film called Tong Pan from the 1970s, which is a fantastic example of a political, social, collective filmmaking project. We also have, just to finish off, we have a session with the Bartlett School of Architecture about essay filmmaking in the context of architectural practice. And we have on the Friday night, we have Ehsan Koshbakht, who will be presenting an almost finished version of his film Film Farsi, which is about basically a found footage essay about popular cinema in Iran before the revolution. And last but not least, Saturday, 1st of April, during the day, I would strongly recommend you come and meet and see Jocelyne Saab, who is a fantastic Lebanese filmmaker, and she'll be showing her Beirut trilogy, which is a series of essay films that she made during the civil conflict in Beirut, in the Lebanon, in the 70s and 80s. So it's a very rich program. Okay, there are also two sessions at the Goethe, I should mention, and one tomorrow around TV essays, what we call TV essays. Now, there's work made in the context of TV production in the 70s, but which are forms of sort of telecritique. In other words, they're critical engagements with cinema through visual essays made for TV. And that is being curated by Volker Pantenberg, who's a well-known curator and researcher in this field. So there's films by Werner Deutsch, there's films by Haroun Farrokhi. So I'd encourage you to have a look at the program in general. Okay, that was my spiel, okay? And I just wanted to say we're very, very happy today to welcome Andres Titella, who's going to be very briefly just presenting his film, 327 Notebooks. And then after the screening, he's going to be in conversation with my very lovely colleague, John Kraniauskas from Birkbeck. And so I think what I will do is I will now hand over to John, who's just going to introduce Andres. So thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Michael. I'm going to be, as he said, in conversation with Andres Di Tella, who's here with us today a little later on. Just to say that Andres, of course, as you probably know, has been making documentary films for some time now, and these include such works as Montoneros, History, TV and I, Photographies, Achazos, which I don't really know how to translate, like blows with an axe, Dream Machine, and now 327 Notebooks, which was premiered, I think, in 2015. In addition to all of those, if you like, daytime events that Michael just mentioned, there will be a workshop with Andres Di Tella next Thursday between 12:30 and 2:30 at Birkbeck, hopefully in the cinema, if we can manage to get hold of it. Yes, Michael says yes. Andres will take us through some of his work for a couple of hours then next Thursday. As in other of his films, this 327 Notebooks is about recent memory, recent history rather, memory and fiction, or what Andres, when he wrote to me, called fable. And there is a sense in which this is where his interests cross with those of the star, in a sense, of his film, which is, apart from himself, the writer and critic Ricardo Piglia. Andres has been a journalist and has written quite widely on documentary film. He has taught at Princeton and for some years directed the Princeton Documentary Festival too. So it's great that he's here with us today on this date, which is another anniversary, a much more sinister one, which is the anniversary of the coup d'etat, the military coup d'etat in 1976. This is a co-production with between BIMI, of course the ICA, where we are, and CILAVS, that is the Center of Iberian and Latin American Visual Studies. We have a website if you're interested. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Andres just to say a couple of words about the films.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Michael. I'm very happy to be here and to be part of this wonderful program. I've seen some of the films already, and I can recommend them. So I won't be long. I just want to say two things. One is that there we kind of improvised. There's a short that I sort of forced onto the programmers, who were too kind to refuse me. So there's a little short, 4-minute short, you'll see before the 327 short notebooks, and I just thought it'd be interesting to screen the short together with the feature film, because it was made in the same period. Usually these kind of films take 3 or 4 years in the making. And to some degree, it was made with some collaboration by my friend Ricardo Piglia. And maybe we can talk about that later. And it was also some of the formal ideas that I was working with that didn't necessarily end up in the film are here in this short. But there's a lot of elements in common. There's kind of voiceover, there's found footage. So anyway, I just thought it'd be interesting for you to see that. The second thing I would like to say is that if you don't know who Ricardo Piglia is, maybe it's all the better for your enjoyment of the film, in a way, because it's not, as you'll see, it's not a it is a documentary about Ricardo Piglia because he's there, but I think it's, I like to call it a little fable in a way about memory and about what we do with memory. So it doesn't really matter who the person is, if you know him from outside the film or not. So maybe next time they'll invite me to the fairy tale festival or something more appropriate. You're working on it, good. So anyway, that's just what I wanted to say. So we'll be back with John after the screening. Thank you.